Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. We are in the home stretch, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and here we are, hour number four. Really amazing how fast time flies. Joining us here, just to wrap up and to give out some contact information, is our good friend Joe Bullard, the author of the book Waiting for Agnes, The True Story of Coral Castle, and its founder, Ed Leedskalnin, inspired, I guess you could say, because it's written in a fictional form, but this is all based on Joe Bullard's research and on the eyewitnesses he spoke to and everything that he had seen firsthand. Joe, welcome back, sir.
Hey, thank you, Frank.
Boy, I tell you what, I can't even fathom that 3 hours has gone by.
I mean, it just boom.
It really does. It always does. And it's just it's a credit to you and the information, my friend, because it's just so astounding.
Well, thank you for keeping me on track. And you remember so many points that I get to carry. You know, there's so many things to talk about.
Yeah.
You just can't keep them all in order.
I know. It's hard to keep any of this stuff. And I mean, this is the lifetime accomplishments of an amazing individual. I mean, how can we keep it all in focus at one time? And how can we fit it all into 3 hours? But you did a heck of a job putting it into one book. I will say that.
Thank you. And I just hope, Frank, that your listeners and that people, you know, that have the opportunity before you leave this planet, see Coral Castle.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that. I've never seen it myself, but I'm just so intrigued. You know, when we first spoke, you'd actually sent me the video of the show that inspired your trip out there initially, and of course set you down this path that has led to a book and several radio interviews with me and probably thousands more at other places. And of course,
right.
it's been certainly a very profound influence on you and your life and where you've headed thus far and where you're going.
Well, and you know, isn't it beautiful, Frank? If it hadn't been for Ed, I wouldn't know you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, you almost get kind of like, in fact, one guy said the other day, he said a slang term, and he said people that study Ed, they call them Ed heads.
I like that.
You know, like the Grateful Dead, but Ed heads. And so we're kind of in the family of Ed heads now.
I would agree with that. I would absolutely agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, and you mentioned about the harmonic grid. I mean, this is one of the reasons why he moved Coral Castle, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, all the points. B.J. Cathy wrote a book, and I've yet to read the book. I've got to find it. But it's what he said, basically, he's the authority on this. And this guy is not some snake oil salesman. I mean, this guy's way up there. You know, he was a pilot with New Zealand Air Force. Hmm. And what he said, this harmonic grid exists all over the world. And if you were to draw a map on the world, Frank, with different points to it, he said that harmonic grid flies right through the area there where Florida City was and Homestead. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because this is one point I want to make before we go. If you remember, I said when he moved the castle, he made out like he was moving it, you know, just because he'd gotten beaten up and everything. But there's the theory that Bruce Cathy has that this harmonic grid, at certain points, he thinks Ed made a surveying error, and that the magnetic force, when I say harmonic grid, what it means is a magnetic force that's up, just like running a wire, you know.
Yeah.
And this wire, if you know where that wire is, where the water is, and that's why it was important, because water is the thing that carried the electricity or the magneticity and allowed, in fact, Casey said, you know, how did they build the pyramids? Casey said, through the controlled manipulation of the cosmic forces, iron can be made to swim in water. Stone also floats in the air in the same manner.
Wow.
Okay? So there's nothing else but a magnetic force.
Yes.
So when I say harmonic grid, that just means magnetic force. And what you do is like the jet trains in Japan. You know, it doesn't really actually run on the rail. It's a magnetic force that keeps it pushed up above.
That is incredible.
What they were saying was it's a magnetic force that exists down there and at certain places like the pyramids, Stonehenge, all of them.
Joe, can you stay over so we can do the phone?
Yeah, man.
All right. Stay with us, folks. We'll give out Joe's phone number. Grab a pen. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Back. Glad you're here, folks. The home stretch, as I like to call it, the fourth and final hour. And joining us thus far has been Joe Bullard, the author of the book Waiting for Agnes. It is available at his website, and I would encourage you to pick this up because it is really an astounding tale of a great and unknown mind of our generation by the name of Edward Leedskalman. And the website, www.waitingforagnes.com. And Joe, welcome back, sir.
Hey, thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
My pleasure, man.
So much for all this time. I apologize again for it being on the phone. I wish it would have been better sounding for you, but...
No, it's fine for
okay.
me.
Okay. Well,
it's
I appreciate
fine.
That.
It's clear, and I feel like you're right here in Lake City.
Well, I really appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, man.
Now, your phone number, would you like to give that out again?
Yeah. It's area code 386, and that's 752-1059.
Okay.
Real
wonderful.
Quick, 386-752-1059.
That's amazing. And, of course, we can expect more from you in the future, I would assume?
Well, Frank, I'll tell you, this this story's kind of, you know, I'm hoping that this is, I guess my dream the first time I did this, Frank, was to see it on film.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as we talked last time, I had a Hollywood producer contact me. And I spent 2 years doing the screenplay. And then he and I kind of had some, you know, different ideas on what we wanted to do, and we had agreed to do the movie on the book, and then he kind of had some different ideas, and, you know, he's a good guy, and he helped me in a lot of ways, but, you know, it's time to move on now, so, you know, I'm going to spend this year shopping now for the screenplays written. I'm not saying it's perfect.
Right.
I've done the rewrite on it, but, you know, you get to a certain point where you have to quit, and then you try to interest someone in it.
Yeah.
So, that's what I'm going to be spending this next year at, is working on that and trying to find, if, you know, you never know. Talking with people, there may be somebody out there tonight in Arkansas who's, or Australia or France, who's interested in this story, and a filmmaker, and who knows.
Well, you know, I've always been captivated by engineering techniques, ancient engineering techniques, and what we see here on display is the most comprehensive and obvious implementation of these things in modern history. I mean, Tesla, of course, created a great many things, and he built a lot of machines and whatnot. Those things, of course, have been, for the most part, swallowed up, confiscated by the federal government, and so on and so forth. Whereas a guy like Ed Leedskalnin, who had created this perpetual motion machine with magnets, had healed himself of tuberculosis, he kept a low profile. And what he has done is accomplish amazing things. And this, in my opinion, is one of the great mysteries of our time. And it's such a mystery and such a captivating mystery because there's so much information about the mystery. And, you know, you've given us such an insight into this man's world. I can't explain to you how much I value your work and certainly all of the time you've devoted to me and to this show. And also, of course, I value your book in which you put, I think, some of the greatest words, put on your good shoes, it's a long walk. And it is. The truth is it's not a part-time job. It's a lifestyle. It's a way you live. It's not a hat you put on and take off. And you are a shining example of that, my friend.
Well, man, I appreciate it. And like I said, it's friends like you. And really, believe it or not, like I'm sitting here thinking, you know, it's very early in the day, and yet, when we're talking, I just get refreshed and renewed, you know.
Yeah.
And that's a compliment to you and your talent and bringing people to your show and treating each one, you know, with everything you got. You're like me. You give it all you got.
Wow.
You know, like the Bible says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with might, for you can do nothing from the grave.
Nice. What a great way to wrap this up, brother. I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
I'm going to get out there to Arkansas one day and see those
good people.
You know
what? Absolutely. And, you know, gosh, with this show and its range, you might have to make it a national tour, an international tour. Who knows? But I do think there's such a clamor for, you know, the light of truth being revealed on these things. And like I said, you've done it, and you've done it better than anybody else, my friend. So
thank you. Let me run something by you real quick.
Please.
Okay, I think we talked about it one time, and I'm seriously thinking about doing it this year, going along with the screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's any one of my greatest readers is the truck drivers of America, as I was saying earlier.
Yeah.
Guys are running the trucks out there. And
sure.
So I had this idea, and this might sound kind of strange, but I was going to do book signings at truck stops, and I was going to grab a truck driver and see, I was going to try to get to Arkansas. And then what I was going to do was, along the way, we were going to stop at, say, Cracker Barrel or the truck stop and call you and go, well, Frank, we're on our way. And, you know, so I had this book agent, and I said, do you think I'm some crazy redneck? You know, and she said, no. She said, that's a great, great, you know, waiter. And she said, you know, plus the truck stops won't take all the profit like the bookstores do, you know.
That's true.
So I said, if there's any truck drivers out there who want to haul me around and haul some books, if they're hauling furniture or whatever, you want to run back from Arkansas, let's get together.
I think that's a great idea.
So,
I hope you get a ton of calls. I hope you get, you know, a chance to travel all over the place. I don't know how your family will feel about you disappearing for a year, but
well, you know what? It's just time to cut loose and have some fun with it. You know, I've been buried in 2 years writing the screenplay, and I'm ready for a breather.
Yeah. Well, I think that's such a brilliant marketing concept. The truck stop book tour. I think it's phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, I'm running into Waylon and Willie and the boys, you know, and
yeah, I mean, absolutely.
I get up in the Ozarks and, you know, have some fun.
Well, you know, truck drivers have, like you said, they're such an integral part of our society and the way we function.
Yeah,
and also,
they're
you
like
know,
the last cowboys.
Yeah, they are. And of course, they get to see so much and experience so much being on the road that they're really plugged into what's going on in the world, which is a great blessing for all of us.
Yeah, and what's funny, half of them call me up and they know more of mechanics. And they go, well, you know the engine. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Isn't that great?
And they're a lot sharper than I am on the mechanic part of it.
I don't know about that. You're on top of it. But I know there are so many people out there that continue to give me information that I think is necessary and vital. And you love that, too. So
yeah,
that's why you give out your number.
Yeah, it's fun to talk to people, and that's how you learn, man.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you are a great blessing to so many, my friend. I appreciate you. I appreciate all of your time here this evening. And you have deserved sleep coming. So.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. It's always a pleasure. And listen, Frank, if I sell some books this year, I'm going to buy a cell phone so I can actually return your call. I told Frank, when my wife and I are so broke, we only got one cell phone.
Well, so, that's crazy. That's what you're on right now, cell phone?
No, I'm on the regular phone.
But you sound great.
You called me today and said, call me back. And I'm like, oh, my God, I got in and I caught. Oh, my wife's got the phone, Frank. Sorry.
That's quite all right. Now, I want you to sell a billion of these books. I want you to be of course a very hard to track down guest. And again, you look at the resale value of these books, and I'll be honest with you, Joe. I think you'd be crazy not to be autographing these and selling them yourself on Amazon. But
Frank, if I was doing it for the money, I think I'd get lost, and I think I would get off track.
For
my purpose and mission is. Don't get me wrong, I'd like to make some money.
Sure.
It'd be nice. But I think I always want to keep in perspective and be humble like Ed. And, when he died, I hadn't told this very often, but there was $3,600 in brand new $100 bills hidden he left behind. He didn't do it for the money.
No.
And he never spent it. He just left it. And I thought,
Amazing. Wow,
he not only left us a great castle, he just left his money. He was saying, it's just money,
Yeah.
I mean, rats can eat it,
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was not a priority in his life. And I think, also another great lesson for us to take from this.
Yeah, it's just, so I would like to do that. But at the same time, if money or fame were to take away from my purpose, I would reject them all and stay true to what we're here for.
Yes.
And that's to, enlighten and help other people.
Yeah. Well, you're doing it, my friend.
Hey, man, thanks for helping me.
Joe, it is the least I can do. I want to have you back sometime when everything's operating at peak efficiency, whenever that will be.
Hey,
I don't know.
Anytime you call me up, I'll be ready. I don't care if it's 2 in the morning.
Okay.
3,
well,
whatever.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Frank.
God bless you, Joe, and all that you do. Thank
you. Everybody out there. Okay.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye. Joe Bullard, ladies and gentlemen, again, the book is called Waiting for Agnes, the website, waitingforagnes.com. And, again, there are great mysteries to be found. There are great things to be discovered right here in America and perhaps in your own backyard. It just requires somebody taking the initiative. And here's a story not just about Ed Leeds-Galman, but the man who has shared that story with us here this evening, Joe Bullard, who was captivated by something he saw, and he moved on it, and he created something amazing, and retains that passion and that motivation that has driven him for so long. How much do we owe to the Joe Bullards of the world, and how much like Joe can we all be? When you hear things on this show, that inspire you, that move you to go and accomplish something, that, to me, is an amazing concept. I don't know if it'll happen. I hope that I keep you entertained and possibly intrigued, but at the same time, whatever it may be. And how many of you out there have already done things like this? And that's why we have this forum here, my friends, so not only so I can talk and so guests can talk, but so you can talk as well. And when we come back from this next break here, we'll be, about 35 minutes away from the end of the hour. Not a whole lot of time for news. If you'd like to weigh in with your thoughts, feel free. Consider it an open line if you're interested. But you better get in the phone now, because once I start news segments, I ain't stopping for nothing except the end of the show. 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Glad you're here. Folks, we got about 35 minutes to play. Open lines, if you'd like. Our phone number, as you should know, I would imagine at this point, is 800-313-9443. Toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones. We have Rhonda in Pennsylvania. Rhonda, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, I've been listening for a couple hours here.
Oh, good.
That was quite interesting.
Yeah, it's a really an incredible story.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to thank you for what you do.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, and I also want, I heard you guys mention Drew Raines.
Yes.
I want to put a personal thank you to him. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be listening tonight.
Wonderful.
He had you in his news with views, and he has
oh,
also
wonderful.
Passing out phone, he's got a phone bridge going
oh,
for
great,
you.
Oh, great, great.
He passed me out a 911.org blog. uh-huh. one of your listeners so I could listen to it tonight.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
I could not figure out how to get back on RBM.
Wow.
But
it has been a crazy, crazy time here, without a doubt. And Drew has just been
fantastic.
Such an incredible friend to me over the years. I couldn't contextualize how much he has done for me.
Well, he pretty much clicked you, so I knew about RBM.
Wonderful.
So I started listening to you in the morning, and then you got switched to night. So it's easier for me at night to listen to you.
Well, I'm glad it worked out.
Keep up the good work, Frank.
Thank you.
I'm listening on the other end.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Rhonda. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That's a wonderful, wonderful comment, and I appreciate that. Let's go to Bart in Missouri. Bart, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Thanks for weddingforagnes.com.
Oh, okay, great.
Magnificent.
Do you like it?
Well, you know, they're talking about the pyramids and thousands and so much years ago, but here's this. When was the Coral Castle built? In like 100 years ago?
Not even. Not even finished in 44, I believe, Joe said.
It's Isn't that incredible.
Amazing? It really is. It's an astounding story. And here it is, you know, and it's in America, and we've never heard of it, or we've never heard of the guy behind it who had pioneered, again, amazing things, the likes of which we may never see again in our lifetime.
Well, you know, I looked up in the old World Book Encyclopedia last week. I looked up Nikola Tesla. He had a short paragraph in his picture in there, but there was no picture of Royal Raymond Rife.
Mm-hmm.
And the next time I go to look at that old world book, I'm going to look up Coral Castle.
Ah, yes.
I don't know if they even published that in 64, but I mean, that is amazing that this is so overlooked.
Yes. It really is astounding, and it's right here. You know, it's such an amazing story. But you're right. You know, this is a time of great discovery. You know, we have at our fingertips so much information, and it's just like anything else in this whole truth movement. As we attempt to spread the word about, you know, not just one issue and not just two issues, unfortunately many, many issues, there is, you know, one person out there, at least, probably, with whom each individual issue strikes a chord with them. And so, you know, that's why my show has always been so broad and so varied. You know, we talk about different things every single day. And we talk.
I wish your show could be broadcast 24/7 everywhere.
I don't know if I could work that much, but I appreciate that. No,
well,
I mean,
I'm talking about just even rebroadcasting.
Wow,
you guys,
too kind.
You are too good to us. And I'm just so happy that you have this late night show and I can call in and say what I said.
Well, thank you for that. I really appreciate that part. God bless you, my friend. Have a great night.
I love you, too.
And I love you, too, and totally in a heterosexual way. But, yes, there's love. No. there is a deep affection that I feel for all of you out there because, you know, again, if you weren't listening, it wouldn't be a radio program. It would be one guy sitting in a, the code word for small is cozy studio, and just basically ranting and raving to no one, talking about things with no one listening. What we've got here is an opportunity to connect. And yes, we're going to collide, but that's the best way to connect. Think about the people you've known and you've grown up with, your family, your friends, the people who know you best. They know how to push your buttons the best, okay? They know how to get a rise out of you. And there's a reason they do that. It's because it exposes you for who you are. And then you can build on that. And some of the best friends I've had in my life, I think we initially met through like a fist fight or something. Anyway, what I'm getting at here is that for the broad variety of this program in particular, I can't vouch for anyone else. This is just me talking. For the broad range of issues and topics that we address, there is somebody out there who is very interested in stuff like Ed Leedskalnin, but maybe not so plugged in to September 11, 2001, or not so plugged into the New World Order or something like that. And they may hear something on the show that finally gets their attention, finally catches their ear, and leads them, perhaps, when they hear stuff that we all have talked about before, then they say, well, maybe there is something to that. Anyway, we're taking your calls, my friends, 800-313-9443. Stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back. 25 minutes and counting, folks, left in this exciting program we've had on this fine Monday/Tuesday evening. Remember, of course, this hour is being brought to you by Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to a multitude of recreational activities as only the natural state of Arkansas can offer you. Howard Creek Resort is a perfect family vacation spot any time of the year. Visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. And, of course, Arkansas is the state that I live in, so I'm a big fan of this area and everything it has to offer. But then again, I've lived all over the place, and there are great things to be found everywhere. Let's continue with our open lines, my friends, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Gemma in Maryland. Welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yes, how are you, Gemma?
Hi, how are you doing? I haven't spoken to you in a long while.
It has been a while. How you been?
I've been doing pretty good.
Wonderful.
I haven't, you know, heard your radio on the internet because my internet just got cut off and everything.
Oh, I understand.
You know, I've been trying to keep up and everything, but every time I call, you're already off the air. And,
Sorry about that.
So it's, you know, kind of get it, you got to get it on the good timing and everything.
Yes.
I just thought I'd call and said, hey, what's up, and I like what you do and doing and everything, and it's it's been hard for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been struggling right now.
Well, you are going to be just fine. I really think that.
Yeah, it's just, you know, there's some people that you can and some people you can't talk to and mm-hmm. everything about certain things. And
sure.
And every time that I called you and everything, my husband calls you my telephone radio boyfriend.
Well, we're always here for you, at least from 11 to 3 Central.
Yeah.
What seems to be going on with you?
You know, problems here and there
mm-hmm.
and all, but I just thought I'd give you a call and say hello, and I like to hear what you talk about sometimes, the political stuff and
sure.
and all the other stuff, you know.
Yes.
Like this whole thing about this whole damn stupid elections and,
yes.
and the wars and everything. I got a nephew who's shipped over.
Wow.
Overseas and everything. He's my my husband's nephew or cousin, whatever you want to call him.
Yes.
His name's Sean and everything, but yeah, I'm basically worried about him because he's like my little brother and everything, and I worry about him a lot. Now.
Where is he? Is he out at specifically?
I believe he's out on a ship. I don't know what ship, but
is it in the Gulf? Gulf of
somewhere around there, yeah.
Yeah,
it's a useless war that we're fighting and everything, and we shouldn't be sending our poor boys over there for nothing.
I know.
It's a, you know, it's just like the, you know, one more year it'll be like the Vietnam War, you know, and everything, and they should just bring them home, screw the deficits and everything, bring all our products back to the United States, stop importing and exporting everything. Over and everything to where we can get our economy back, you know?
Yes.
And basically work on ourselves.
That's right.
And not really, you know, getting into everything over there. Let them deal with what they got and let us deal with what we have right now.
Yes. We have seen a great many things transpire over the last couple of years, all of which indicates that we are becoming worrisome to the rest of the world, and of course with the tough talk and whatnot, and I don't mind a little tough talk when it's appropriate, but inappropriate tough talk that we've seen over the last few years, last six years, I guess now at this point or so,
yeah.
You know, what we've got now is we've scared a lot of countries, we've also angered a lot of countries, and those countries, of course, have all signed different sorts of economic and sometimes military cooperative agreements. And this, of course, bodes ill for us, but it does sort of also highlight where we're at with this whole grand scheme of things. You know, are we on the cusp of World War III? Has it already begun? And people just don't realize it. It's a matter of perspective.
You know, honestly and truly, I really do think it already started.
Yes.
You know, and like the Bible says, the World War III is going to start from somebody from the within.
Yeah.
You know, within our own country.
We are going to be discussing that tomorrow evening. And if you get a chance to listen, I think you might enjoy it very much.
I might
much.
Call in tomorrow.
Okay. Well, you'd be
so
most
we can
welcome.
Discuss this more because,
yes.
Oh, I just have one more question.
Sure.
Do you have any more information or anything like that, flyers or whatever, what you guys are going to be discussing, you know, talking about over the weeks and everything?
That is an excellent question, and I will say this, that I usually don't plan that far ahead because radio is a fragile thing, I guess.
No, I'm not talking about radio, you know, like flyers or...
You mean like gatherings, things like that? Yes. I've had actually some people call me and inquire about that, about a newsletter. It's something I'm considering. If there's interest and I get enough people contacting me with their contact information... I will absolutely do that, and I will contact them and let them know it is now available. So, yeah, if you
want
to.
Are you ever planning on traveling out?
um, I you know, I'm not a big fan. Not a big fan of traveling. I'm on the no-fly list, so I'm
no
unable.
No-fly list?
Yeah, I'm unable to fly.
How about car riding or anything?
Yeah,
like that?
Well, you know, again, I'm not a big fan of the long car trips. I do go places on occasion. I usually do not highlight them in advance. I have been invited to go places and speak places, and I've not accepted any offers as of yet. Occasionally, we do have things here in town. So, if that's
you ever plan on traveling to South Dakota,
okay,
to the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation,
uh-huh,
and speak at KILI Indian Radio Station,
mm-hmm,
I bet you anything that you will get through all the Native Americans there, because their concepts of technology and everything is no, that's not true.
Really?
Yeah, and if I could at least have somebody go out there and speak to them and show them and let them understand what's going on, maybe it might open their mind, you know? Because everybody that I know is all closed-minded about everything.
Yeah. Well,
and that's all what they need is a little seed planted, and next thing you know, it might grow,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Well, so, you know, here's the beauty of this whole thing, and the way we operate this, is we have offered up this show for people. The satellite frequency, you know, is available. It's something any radio station anywhere could quite easily just pick off the bird. Or give us a call if it's something they'd want to negotiate on as far as, you know, broadcasting. But as far as simulcasting, you know, you could go and contact that radio station yourself and say, here's a show you guys can have and carry it, and the host doesn't mind. And if it's something that wants to be developed, of course, we can do something with that. You'd have to contact the sales department. But, you know, we're always looking for affiliates, people to carry the show. And, you know, when you're doing mornings, as I used to, obviously, there's going to be a lot of competition. There are every podunk town in America has their own local shows, plus all of the syndicated ones that they beam in. Morning radio, there's a lot of options. Nighttime radio, not so many options. So, you know, as far as that goes, they might love the opportunity to have a show that they
can
air.
Because my father says they need somebody to open their minds, and he says, and I think the person you're talking about, he might help us open the minds of the young people here, because the young ones don't even get into the culture anymore.
Yeah.
All they want to do is be a yo-yo, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Be more like a rapper, you
wow.
know? And that's not right, you know? I don't think, you know, I'm not putting black people or anything like that down. I'm just saying, you know, what you are raised with, you should stick with.
Yeah. Well, you have to know where you've come from if you want to know where you're going.
And stay with it, because I myself, I'm not with it, but I want to learn my own culture. I want to understand my own language. And you are a good Wichasha, meaning a good man.
Thank you.
And I have a present for you, and it's a beautiful present. It's a star blanket. My grandmother gave it to me for my birthday and anniversary.
Wow.
And everything, and it's made out of satin. And it's a beautiful yellow and orange star blanket. And she had my aunt make it for me and everything.
And, wow.
You know, and because of you doing all your good work that you're doing out there, that would be a gift that I would like to give to you. It'd be my honor to give it to you.
Well,
because of all the good things that you have done.
I don't know if I could accept that. I mean, Gemma, that's a fair family heirloom, you know? I mean,
yeah, but it's mine to give, and that's what I want to do. I would like to give this to you, because that, you know, in our culture, when you get something from somebody from the family, like a family heirloom, it's not really a family heirloom. It's just a gift.
Wow.
And the gift that I want to give you is this gift.
Well, you've honored me greatly. It means a lot to me, more than I can say, and I speak for a living. That's saying something, I guess.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, and, you know, everybody in my family, you know, honors people that are good, and that are good in their hearts, and that it shows through their spirit.
Mm.
And, you know, you may be walking the red road, to my extent, through my culture, the red road is the right road to go through.
Wow.
And it's from the heart.
Well, I can't even tell you how much that means to me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
I love your show. So.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being a part of it. And please, by all means, keep in touch.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Take care, Gemma. Wow. You see what I mean? You guys just get me all choked up and stuff. Amazing. Nick in New Mexico, welcome to the show.
Yeah, how you doing, sir?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
Okay, so far. Been trying to get rid of a cold.
A cold?
Yeah, this is the second time I've got it.
What, have you tried some of the things that maybe you've heard on this program?
Not yet. I mean, you know, I just go with the old remedies like hot sauce and whatnot.
Okay.
But well, here's a question.
Okay.
On that day, what was there on that, where those buildings at originally, there in New York City? The ones that were brought down. What was there first?
You know, I don't know. Before the World Trade Center now, which was built in, I guess, the early 70s, I believe.
Yeah.
So that means it was before I was born. I have no idea what was there before.
How about the Nikola Tesla building? It was there in 1884.
Wow.
Isn't that kind of wild?
I had no idea.
Or check the books. I kind of ran across this a couple years back. I said, what the heck? That's kind of weird, you know?
Uh-huh.
Why would something like that be happening, you know? But, you know, look what our fascist overlord, whatever they are.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of agree with the lady. The ones on there for me. You're right, stay on there. Yeah, I have a problem here.
Yes, sir.
I'm married to a woman who's a manic depressive and a runaway. Missing since December 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody seems to know where the heck she's at.
Hmm. Give me some more information on that.
Well, like what you need.
Well, I guess the story, if you can.
Well, she being the great-great-granddaughter of Geronimo would be one thing.
Uh-huh.
And sort of my cousin, about three or four generations removed, which Bush is the same farther up the line removed in my family. And, you know, I'm going to give you an example. Her sister, 1990, Baron McAllister, Oklahoma. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that place.
No.
Lady took her clothes off in public. And the police picked her up, took her to the local psych ward, and asked her why she took her clothes off. She said, God told her to.
Huh.
Even though this town, McAllister, is a military installation, like in Emory Ultra.
Uh-huh.
That's what I think what happened to my wife as well.
Wow. Well, you know, they've been experimenting with these things for quite a while, and, you know, if you look at, Colorado Springs has had a plethora of extraordinarily unusual activity, and you look at, of course, there's the military base there, Fort Carson and NORAD and Cheyenne Mountain and any number of things. So yes, there's a lot going on with these types of experiments. In fact, they're now talking about testing this new laser that they've got, and of course, you know, they're at such an advanced stage of testing that you know. That practical use for something like this, they've already got it probably ready to go in Iraq. They're saying that they're testing it here, but you know that it's going to be out there.
It's probably about 200 years ahead of time, you know.
Yeah, it would seem so. Absolutely.
And just criminal intent. It's like this here a while back I saw on the Discovery Channel. This guy shooting his gun, but the bullets were backed up in the barrel, and each one was shot out right after each other. About, you know, setting off the other bullet.
Yeah.
I thought, geez, that's kind of wild, you know?
Huh.
Always a new inventor, and you know that, It's not new, but something old, but they make it like it's something new.
Yes, they sure do. Well, I very much appreciate your call, my friend, and I thank you for sharing that with us. We're coming up on a break here, so thank you very much, Nick.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Folks, we're going to try to fit in all of the calls that we can in the next few minutes. But again, if you miss an opportunity to weigh in with your thoughts here, take advantage of it the next time it comes up. You know, Monday through Friday, that's Monday at 11 p.m., carrying over into Tuesday morning, every day of the week, we do this. Okay, so it's a great opportunity. Well, I guess I thought we were up on a break. Let's go to Rick in West Virginia. Rick, welcome to the show. Oh, just as I bring him up. Okay. Well, I see. Somebody's having some fun at my expense. All right. We'll be back in 3 minutes, my friends, with the conclusion of the Tuesday morning, Monday night edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. Let's get back to where we left off. Rick in West Virginia. Rick, welcome to the program, sir.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Wonderful.
I was listening to your program tonight, and I thought it was pretty interesting about your guest. Where is this place located in Florida?
Yeah, Homestead, Florida, which I believe is fairly close. Let me see. I think there's a map in here, actually, which would be very helpful for me because I'm geographically impaired. It looks like it is almost, well, it's south of Miami, toward the eastern side of the tip there of Florida.
Okay.
Homestead is the actual city.
Okay. Well, they had Homestead Air Force Base, didn't they? I think it was destroyed.
Oh, I don't know, actually.
See me like I think that's there's a Homestead Air Force Base. I believe it's there. I might be wrong, but
that wouldn't surprise me. I mean, honestly, if what Joe has said, you know, really makes that impact with people, and I think that it does, there might be something to the electromagnetic energy in that area that, you know, the military may know something about and maybe working on manipulating. It's it's really something we'll have to wait and see on, I guess.
Have you ever did any investigation on Raymond Rife?
Oh, yeah. Just starting out on it, though.
Well, you know, they poo-pooed him and took away most of his things, but he found the cure for cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I have a videotape that acquired. He was showing after he had developed this microscope that the bacteria actually living, he was able to observe it while he would zap it. And he found out also that each bacteria has a certain frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So he would just tune it in like an opera singer would break a glass at a certain resonance.
Absolutely.
It would destroy this bacteria, and he got 10 terminal cancer patients, and he cured every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
One was a little later, about 2 weeks later, because of I think there's some more complications. But all 10 were cured of cancer.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And the government this guy that was head of the medical society at that particular time wanted a piece of the action of his invention.
Mm-hmm.
He refused to do it, and then he declared that all doctors quit using it. As a matter of fact, doctors were using these machines in their offices and curing people, and the medical society, this particular guy that was ahead of it, made it illegal for them to have it or treat anyone with with the machine.
Yeah, it's amazing, and it's just, you know, gone on and on and on. We've talked about a great many health things on this program because it's one of my passions, and I think that, you know, anytime we come across something like that, it's our obligation to share this information with other people. There are many people out there, and some people will pursue one line of research or one line of options, and some people will, you know, choose something else. But you know, the best we can do is to float this stuff out there. And yeah, the more I've heard about Dr. Rife, the more impressed I am with the technology. I still have yet to ever try a machine or you know, that technology in general. But it seems like it's pretty spectacular.
Well, I've experimented with this machine. I actually took the plans off of the internet and made one of a simple machine.
Oh, wow.
Myself, it runs by a 9-volt battery.
Does it work pretty good?
Yes, it does.
Wow.
And as a matter of fact, there's a program. If you can go on the internet, there's all kinds of things about Rife.
Yeah. Well, I've done a brief interview on Rife with one of our one of our folks that we deal with, Natural Solution, BioSolutions, but it's natural-solution.com. A lot of great information there. Rick, we have to go. My friends, that's going to do it for this evening. We will see you in about 20 hours for another exciting edition of Frankly Speaking Radio.
Okay, well, good night, and thank you.